guys. It's been a touchy subject matter today. What really happened on September 11th? This is a question that elicits very strong responses, no matter where you go, because it affected all of us. The country that I grew up in ceased to exist after that day. Things got much worse here, and they're accelerating. That day changed everything. My direct family members went off to war. What for, exactly? I know members of the New York Fire Department and Police Department. I've spoken with the survivors. I've spoken with people who've been in that building that day. It is because of their sacrifice and because of my respect for these individuals that you have to ask these questions. Without asking the right questions, you won't get the right answer. And if there's somebody who has questioned the official narrative of September 11th, it would be our president of the United States, Donald Trump, who on the morning of September 11th went on live TV and said this: the towers couldn't fall without a bomb being placed in them.
Donald, you're probably the best known builder, particularly of great buildings in the city. There's a great deal of question about whether or not the damage and the ultimate destruction of the buildings was caused by the airplanes, by architectural defect, or possibly by bombs or aftershocks. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, it was an architectural defect. You know, the World Trade Center was always known as a very, very strong building. Don't forget, that took a big bomb in the basement. Now, the basement is the most vulnerable place because that's your foundation. And it withstood that. And I got to see that area about 3 or 4 days after it took place because one of my structural engineers actually took me for a tour because he did the building. And I said, I can't believe it. The building was standing solid, and half of the columns were blown out. I mean, so this was an unbelievably powerful building. If you know anything about structure, it was one of the first buildings that was built from the outside. The steel, the reason the World Trade Center had such narrow windows is that in between all the windows, you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams, when I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows in the World Trade Center, folks. I think you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall.
Donald Trump saying this in the seconds after the towers collapsed. It was the same day. Donald Trump saying, it has to have been a bomb. It has to be something other than a plane that collapsed the building. Now, if you really want a black pill, then you'll go and listen to the firefighters, the people who were in the buildings themselves, and you'll give the respect to the people who most likely suffered greatly, died of cancer, carcinomas, and so on, that happened to all of these people that inhaled everything after these buildings collapsed. You'll listen to them. And here's what they had to say.
As we were getting our gear on and making our way to the stairway, there was a heavy-duty explosion.
The whole building just collapsed on us inside the lobby.
Was that a secondary explosion?
Yes, it was.
That was the planet, probably?
Yeah, definitely secondary explosion.
I heard a second explosion and another rumble.
An hour later than that, we had that big explosion from much, much lower.
It just went ba-boom, it was like a bomb went off. And another explosion came right from it, just everyone flying.
There were numerous secondary explosions taking place in that building. There were continuous explosions.
No, the first explosion, then there was a second explosion in the same building. There were two explosions.
Okay. Federal agencies that were down there do believe that there was some sort of explosive device somewhere else besides the planes hitting.
There was another explosion that took place in one of the towers here. So obviously, according to his theory, he thinks that there were actually devices that were planted in the building.
It was a secondary explosion, probably a device either planted before or on the aircraft that did not explode until an hour later.
Then it was those secondary explosions and then the subsequent collapses.
That the FBI most likely thinks that there was a car or truck packed with explosives underneath the buildings, which also exploded at the same time and brought both of them down.
Now that's the first time we're hearing that. So two planes and explosives that were in the building, is that correct?
That is the working theory at this point.
Did you know that 100 and 18 different firefighters gave testimony that they witnessed explosions inside and outside of the building on September 11th. Much of this testimony has either been buried or ignored. Explosions were part of the three towers in New York. Now, it's become almost a meme, never forget, forget, that there was a World Trade Center Tower 7 that collapsed for absolutely no reason that anyone can explain. Not a physicist, not an architect. The working theory here is that there were rumblings underground and the building collapsed. Well, that doesn't fly. Not with modern architecture. It's something that Tucker Carlson has asked about quite a bit. Tucker Carlson really questions what really happened with Building 7 and why can't you say those words out loud on TV?
If you go on TV tonight and say, I think the earth is flat, people just laugh at you. They don't care if you think the earth is flat. It's not a threat to anyone. But if you say, like, what actually happened with Building 7? Like, that is weird, right? It doesn't, like, what is that?
Right.
If you were to say something like that on television, they'd flip out. They would flip out. You'd, like, lose your job over that. Why? Why? It's my country.
Right.
Is it an attack on my country? Can I ask you, like, I don't really understand. Do buildings actually collapse? No, maybe they do. I don't know. But, like, why can't I ask questions about that? Anything you're not allowed to ask questions about is something you should be asking more questions about, as far as I'm concerned.
So Tucker Carlson there brings up a great point, which is that for the longest time, this was very much the JFK assassination. We just didn't talk about it. Everybody knew there was something wrong. Nobody believed the official government story. There were too many strange circumstances. And there are too many people who know what really happened that have been screaming out from the darkness. They're starting to come into the light. One of my favorite YouTubers, who's truly fearless, his name is Tyler Oliveira. He did an entire 9/11 series where he spoke to witnesses that day who were at Ground Zero, who have some major questions about the official narrative. They're uniformed firefighters, people who know how a building collapses and how it doesn't. Again, if you find one massive structural lie here, World Trade Center 7 tower, the Pentagon, it starts to look like a massive conspiracy to hide information from the American people. And that's certainly what you find when you investigate whatever hit the Pentagon.
Pentagon, just so you viewers know, is the most heavily defended building in the world. The pilot who allegedly was piloting the plane that crashed into the Pentagon, his name was Hani Hanjour. And he, according to the 9/11 Commission, was the worst pilot out of the bunch. Now, they supposedly were training on Cessnas. So he went to this flight school, and he was such a poor pilot that the instructors wouldn't even certify him on flying a single engine propeller plane. Yet, he is supposed to have taken this commercial jetliner and done some aerobatic maneuvers to bring it in almost ground level and go into the side of the Pentagon. So, at the time, it had an active surface-to-air missile defense, so they could shoot down incoming planes. There are more security cameras around the Pentagon, even back then. The FBI confiscated between 80 to 90 videos they have of what hit the Pentagon. They won't release it. Like I said, the more you investigate, the more you don't want to look at it. 9/11 is the biggest lie of our lifetime.
This video is all that's really out there.
Oh, hell no, man. What the?
So, obviously, this is something that has lived in infamy on the internet. How strange it is that, well, in Washington, D.C., in Northern Virginia, in what is a federal city, or Pentagon City is what it's actually called, where the Pentagon is, that's the name of the metro stop, that's the only footage of this happening. Seems incredibly strange. We live inside of a technocracy, especially in Washington, D.C., where there are security cameras literally everywhere. Think about how many different cameras captured January 6th. January 6th, also something where they only gave you just enough footage to fit the official narrative. They wouldn't give you all the footage, of course. All of that footage was hidden covered up. And it still remains a lot of it covered up and hidden. So it's a very similar circumstance here. Why don't we have more footage of even the plane flying over Virginia? You would assume there would be cameras all over these buildings that could capture the plane in flight. I'm just asking, again, I'm asking questions. I'm saying that the official narrative don't make no sense. Because there has to be more footage than that. And it took years for that footage to be released. People, Judicial Watch had to fight tooth and nail to try and get that footage out in the first place from these security cameras. And there are frames missing. Anyway, that certainly does smack of January 6th to me, right? The pipe bomber, and so on. What's the point? The point is that there's an untold story here. And it's not time for crackpots, and it's certainly not time for people who didn't experience these things firsthand, right? I wasn't in D.C. or New York at this time. I was safely in my little classroom in Iowa. But there is someone who was physically there in D.C. and somebody who was a very prominent member of Congress who was set to be the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, arguably the most powerful committee in Congress. And this individual spoke to Tucker Carlson recently. Here's Tucker's intro for who we're about to speak to.
The interview you're about to watch 5 days ago, and I've been thinking about it ever since. It's with a former congressman from Pennsylvania called Kurt Weldon. Kurt Weldon was a very significant figure in Washington 20 years ago. He was not some obscure backbencher. He was one of the most powerful Republicans in the Congress, about to take over the Armed Services Committee. Until he asked questions about the official story on 9/11, at which point the Bush administration sent the FBI to his daughter's house, destroyed her life, never charged her with a crime, and effectively got Kurt Weldon bounced out of Congress. I haven't talked to him in 20 years. I didn't know exactly what to expect, but this conversation, the one you're about to see, raises far more questions than I ever anticipated. This is not a crazy person. These are not crazy questions. He makes no claims he doesn't have personal firsthand evidence of. When it ended, I asked him how many other officials who were in and around Washington during 9/11 have similar questions. And he said to me, as far as I know, all of them. And he's still in touch with a lot of those people. After this conversation, which again, we've been thinking about ever since, I thought it might be time to look a little more deeply into the 9/11 Commission.
So Tucker Carlson announces that they're going to be doing a deep dive and trying to answer these questions. But without further ado, let's hop into this interview, or at the very least, the part that I think is the most compelling. The part that I think is the most compelling is Building 7. If you can't explain the collapse of a building, you have a real problem, real structural problems, let's say, for lack of a better term, with your arguments. Why did that building fall? Nobody has ever given an answer. It was a stout, modernly built building. It had no real connection to the World Trade Centers. It wasn't hit by anything. It wasn't attacked, as far as we know, or has ever been documented. Meaning there were no terrorists who ran inside with explosive vests on. It just fell. Why? If you can't answer that single question, then really the whole rest of the entire official story of September 11th collapses. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is what Tucker Carlson asked Kurt Weldon. Kurt Weldon is 77 years old. He's decided to finally tell the truth about September 11th. Now, this post has 32,000 likes, 14,000 reposts, 4.3 million views. This is a monster of a post, and it's really going viral. Tucker Carlson interviews former Congressman Kurt Weldon, who says 9/11 Commission was a farce, and he has proof. Kurt claims that he feared for his life after the Bush administration targeted him for questioning the official 9/11 narrative. 9/11 is going to be the biggest scandal in American history. Once people realize that they can talk about it and are not afraid of being killed, you have three buildings collapse in on themselves, implode. A lot of people, many credible, non-crazy people, have said that that was a controlled demolition. Was it? Well, we played you some of those clips. One of the individuals who said there were bombs in the building is President Trump, who, of course, you can't get a stronger authority on buildings built in New York. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Here is the clip. You'll hear some of the original videos that we played for you earlier referenced Kurt Weldon explaining Tower 7.
Do I think 9/11 is going to be the biggest scandal in our lifetime and beyond? Yes, I think it's going to be the biggest scandal in the history of America because it occurred on U.S. soil. And because it is so recent that we have relevant information still available. Right. That's right. We have recorded information. We have personal information. Once people realize they can talk and not be afraid of being killed or not being afraid of being ostracized. And you know what gets me is reporters who call people conspiracy theorists. Well, that's all the agency does.
I know.
They're the ones that create the conspiracies.
I'm aware.
I mean, cut me a break.
I'm aware.
They have whole courses for their agents on how to make people look like they're conspiracy theorists.
And the propaganda operations designed to discredit.
Exactly.
Right.
And so all we want is the truth.
Of course.
So Trump, appoint people of impeccable integrity. Let them study the facts. I will testify under oath everything I know about intelligence. Let these 3,000 architects who are risking their careers, making nothing, let them testify under oath. There has been this subtle pressure to the firefighters and to the officers not to talk for obvious reasons. You know what this involves politically. And look what happened to the chief of L.A. The female chief of L.A. comes out and says that the resources were taken away from her for the field forest fires. And what does the mayor do? She fires her. That was just a few weeks ago. The firefighters are always a scapegoat. That's why, Tucker, I'm done with this. If it's the last thing I do, firefighters are not going to be taken for granted anymore. We're going to rise up. We're going to shake the country to its roots. So, firefighters are not second-class citizens.
Well, they certainly shouldn't be.
But if they talk, they'll get sidelined. They'll be called crazies. Even though they heard explosions, they can't be allowed to say that.
They heard explosions?
Yeah, absolutely. It's on tape. We have people coming out of the buildings that heard explosions. We have film footage of people that talked to Fox News. That was taken off the air, and now that was brought back by X. That's all available. That's why you need a commission to go back and look at all the lies.
Wait, so there are, and pardon my ignorance, but there are people on tape saying I heard explosions.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. They are the only high-rise buildings in the world that have ever come down from an airplane hitting them. And those buildings, I read the report from the architect who designed them. They were designed to withstand an airplane hitting the building and
standing tall. And especially Building 7, which had no plane hit it. Right.
No plane hit it. And the building just, you can see it when you watch it on TV, it just implodes straight down. And what really got me again was Oriole Palmer, the Italian chief, arising on the...
Well, tell us who he was. What is...
Okay, Oriole Palmer was one of the most inspirational battalion chiefs in New York.
FDNY,
who immediately, in very good shape, had a family, a couple of kids... Went into the building as soon as he got on the scene, took the elevator up to the 40th floor, got off the elevator, and you can hear him on the comm system say, I'm here, 40th floor, we're going to start walking up the stairwells. Every five floors, he radios back to communications. I'm on the 50th floor. Everything's okay. We're on floor 60. Everything's okay. He's going up. Every so many floors, he gives a report. He reaches the 78th floor, the floor of impact. He comes out of the stair tower. And as clear as you listening to me here, and I know I get passionate and I apologize to your listeners for that. He says, we're on floor 78, the floor of impact. We've got two fires and we can handle them. 1 minute later, the whole building collapses. That's not normal. That is not acceptable. That is not what happened.
And this is on tape?
It's on tape.
You had three buildings come down. Sort of collapse in on themselves, implode, it looked like. And like a lot of people have said, many credible, non-crazy people have said that was controlled demolition. Was it?
Well, when I got up there the day after, I had been in the Trade Center at the restaurant on the top several times. There's no way those two buildings could have collapsed into what they were there.
You know, if you find one lie, then there is a real chance that you're being lied to at scale. You don't just lie to people, like, once. If you catch somebody in a lie, whether it is a white lie or whether it is a big lie, there's something else going on. Liars, by their very nature, don't just lie one time. It is a trait that follows you. And so how often have we been lied to by our federal government? Well, my life, all of my life and yours, everything since... Kennedy assassination, World War II, World War I. So many lies, so many circumstances that cost American lives. Gulf of Tonkin, anyone? That changed the country forever for the worse. And they're provable lies. Do you believe that there are people in the U.S. government who knew 9/11 was going to happen, allowed it to happen? It's treason, says the congressman. Our agencies use their position not for something involving national security, but for involving a cover-up of a person's identity who's publicly approved by the Congress of the United States, appointed by a security advisor to President Bush. Who was the person who began talking about all of this? President Trump. Sure be nice to see some of that declassification from President Trump, Tulsi Gabbard, about the real story on September 11th. Or if you want to refute all of this, have an open debate and an argument. Bring the same facts the congressman brings. Answer these simple questions. We welcome that debate, ladies and gentlemen. Not even to begin to get into how did the hijackers get into the country? How did they get flight school? Why were they allowed in the country? Why were they effectively smuggled into the country by the CIA? What's going on here? John Brennan was the person who was in charge of the Doha station for the CIA, who approved of the hijackers going into the United States of America. You start asking those questions, you start looking at the actual documentation that has come out of Guantanamo Bay in interviews with FBI agents, the terrorists themselves, and so on. You start to really like paint a much darker, more horrific picture about the truth of that day. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth shall set you free. It's your boy Benny. Like, share, and subscribe. See you.